Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Remember the Dream by Josh Rose. Daniel 2, verse 6 says, "But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me." There's a reason that all the magicians and enchanters saw this as an impossible request. It was an impossible request. King Nebuchadnezzar was asking them not only to interpret his dream, but to somehow miraculously explain the content of his dream as well. They were right when they said, "No one can reveal it to the king except the gods." Those words were true. The dream could only be revealed by God himself, which makes Daniel's statement in chapter 2, verse 28 so powerful. He says, "But there is a God in heaven." That is definitely one of the great buts of the Bible. One question I've always had about this passage is, why not just tell his wise men the dream and then let them interpret it? That seems like it would have been a lot more efficient. Maybe, though, maybe he had forgotten his dream, and he was looking for someone to explain it to him. Even if parts were familiar to him, dreams are not always easy to put into words. They're often nebulous and elusive. Have you ever tried explaining one of your dreams to someone? Every time I've tried, it seems like it made much more sense in my head. Maybe King Neb's dream was much like our dreams, just a little bit out of our reach. Can you relate? Do you have dreams that seem out of your grasp? Not sleeping dreams, but life dreams. Are they ever just a little too elusive? Maybe they seem too big for you. Or the type of thing that you can't quite put into words. Even worse, you may have given up on dreaming altogether. It may be time to be reminded of your dream. To remember what the purpose of all of this is. Maybe you just need to hear the words, "But there is a God in heaven." However, the dream that I want you to remember today is not your own personal dream. It's the dream of Jesus. His dream for your life is not elusive. It is solid and real as the splinter you would have had if you would have touched his cross. Allow Jesus to be your dream. Remember, he is our king. Yes, he's gone away for a bit and left us to take care of things while he's gone. But the good news is that he is not far away and he's coming back. Let's get this place ready for him today. Father, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let that be your prayer today. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.